If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
To the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Edna White, and you are listening to Keeping It Real on Purpose, your destination to real conversation that points you to your power. It's topics about mindfulness, health and healing, conscious living, personal transformation, emotional intelligence, spirituality, life purpose, and wellness in every aspect of your life, your career, or your business. Now, my goal is to offer you inspiration along with my co-host or my guest, who is Diana Andretti. Andrade. See? Okay, Andrade. And she's going to share with us. She has a business. She's a wealth and wellness coach, and her business, she's been in business 10 years. So she's going to share a lot about her business today and to inspire other business women. So this is part of our series that we're having for women, inspiring business women. So how are you doing today, Diana?
I am fantastic. Thank you, Edna. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. So excited that you're here with us today. And I know that you'll be able to inspire our other businesswomen and all the audience, even men, be inspired today. So let me ask you, when did the entrepreneurial bug bite you?
Okay, well, first I just wanted to say thank you so much for the opportunity to share a little bit about me and my business. I'm super excited and I really appreciate you doing this and having this platform. I think it's absolutely amazing that you have something like this. I think we all need inspiration. We all need motivation. We all need to learn and grow as humans. And I'm just really excited about it. So thank you.
That's terrific.
So I first... Actually, it was about 14 years ago. Let me backtrack a little. I mean, I've had a little entrepreneurialism in me, if that's a word.
Yeah.
And I always had my hands in dabs in little things here, there, the other thing. So I actually, by career, was a dancer a long time ago, feels like a lifetime ago, was a professional dancer. And that's my passion, my love. I'm so grateful that I got to follow those tracks and perform and be in that industry for quite some time. But then, you know, as things changed and I ended up getting married and having kids, I wanted to be able to contribute to our household income but not be out of the house as much as I was teaching dance and dancing, because it was a lot of hours traveling to like 3 different dance studios. There was a lot going on, and I wanted to be home. I had 2 little boys at the time. I believe my youngest was 1 year old, and my oldest was like 3.5. And that's when the industry of network marketing fell into my lap. I had no idea what it was. I really, I never had a business or was never in corporate per se. I had, like I said, lots of different jobs. So I had experience with people and different things, but this intrigued me, and it was something I could do from home and be with my kids, because I wanted to raise them. I wanted to be there to, you know, to just do everything, put them on the school bus, be home when they come home. That was something that I, you know, chose. And of course I still wanted to, you know, teach dance and have my career in that.
Okay.
But not run around like a chicken without a head to 3 different studios all across Long Island and spend my time driving back and forth in a car.
Right.
So that's really when I, you know, that happened for me.
Okay. So the bug, the entrepreneurial bug was something that just kind of fell into your lap. How did you feel about that? It was like an opportunity. Did you think it was an opportunity that came to you?
Absolutely. I did. And, you know, it's funny because I hear and I listen to so many different stories about this industry. And most people are very skeptical about it, right? Because it's, you know, it's different, network marketing. It's a different business model than maybe, you know, corporate, standard corporate or other business models that are out there. So sometimes when things are different, people are skeptical. And I hear all the time over and over so many stories about skeptics, and I meet people that are very skeptical about it, and they have, you know, maybe some preconceived notions about it or what they think that it is, and they are not 100% sure, but sometimes, you know, we just kind of dismiss that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, you know, I like to think it's a good quality. One of my strong points is that I am a very open person, and I'm always open to listening. And I always used to make a joke, I'm always up to trying something once, you know, and it was kind of like that. It was like, okay, wait, what do you mean? I could come out of my house. I get to talk to women. You know, I was at that time, like I said, my kids were little. I was also teaching dance to little kids. So I was surrounded by kids all the time. And okay. I love kids. Like, I feel like, you know, they're my jam. I love being with kids and inspiring and empowering children. One of my, you know, favorite things to do, but you also need that adult time.
Right.
So that was really a good selling point for me, that I can come out of my house and sit and speak to women and help them, you know, become a better version of themselves.
Nice. That's very nice. So they say that the entrepreneurial mindset is a set of skills that enables people to identify and make the most of an opportunity. And I know sometimes we don't feel like that. Sometimes we don't feel like getting up in the morning, but we do. And it helps, you know, this mindset is overcoming, and it's learning from your setbacks. And then you're able to succeed in a variety of settings. Tell me one mindset that you've had in your journey as an entrepreneur.
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, I think, you know, it's the mind. I love it. I love talking about mindset, right? Because everything is connected to our minds and mindset. And I think that the strongest mindset to have, or that you need to have, is belief.
Right.
Right? Belief in yourself, belief that, you know, you can do it. And sometimes, especially in the beginning, you have to borrow belief because maybe you haven't accomplished something yet, right?
Right.
So, like, for example, you know, in my company, when someone accumulates $1 million, we call it an ISA millionaire. And that means that you've cumulatively created $1 million with the company. Well, I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's, you know, there's a crossroad, right? I could say, oh, I'm never going to get to it because I didn't get there as fast as this one did, or I haven't accomplished it yet. Or I can say, you know, well, look at this person who did it, you know, and this person who did it, and this person did it in this amount of time, this person did it in this amount of time. It doesn't matter. I have to believe that I can do it no matter what my journey is, yes, how fast, how slow. So I really think for me, and it's a constant, you know, it's the ego versus, you know, right, your positive mindset, like talking you out of things. It's mm-hmm. definitely something that in this business, you get to work on all the time. And I'm sure in every business, you need to work on your mindset. Absolutely. For sure. But belief has, you know, goes a long way in what I do. Belief in the business, in the products, in myself. Yeah.
That is very important. I, one of my best friends is in something similar to yours. And so when I, you know, when she was introducing me, I said, well, have you tried the product? You know, because mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm a why person and I like to see what results it's getting.
Yes.
So she said to me, well, I haven't tried this one. I said, well, you're your first customer, right?
Yeah.
You're your
yes.
own first customer. So when you try this out, let me know how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I didn't want to be first.
Right?
But with,
yeah.
it's part of, it isn't that part of, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, even if you're baking a cake and you're a baker, I hope I'm saying it right. And I hope I'm saying that right. You're a baker. You have to try that product first. You just can't make it and then just put it out there. You got to make sure it tastes good to you, you know? And
yeah.
so you gotta be part of that creative mindset. That's another part of the characteristics of cultivating entrepreneurship. You have to have, number one, like you said, a positive mental attitude. You have to be your creative mindset. And you also have to have that, I think you have it, because I've heard it, a persuasive communication ability. Let's talk about that, how, you know, I just talked about my friend, you know, mm-hmm. letting me know that, you know, these products are here, and she's, you know, she's always giving them to me. And I was like, well, did you try it? You know, and she, you know, kind of backed up and said, oh, no, I didn't try it yet. So that's part of the persuasive communication ability. You just talked about the belief. Now, if you don't believe in it, you can't persuade anyone else. Is that right?
I mean, that's what I think. I mean, listen, I guess you can be an extraordinary salesperson. And, you know, it's really interesting because I know we're on a time schedule, so I don't want to take, but I want
this. Oh, no, it's fine.
This example, you know how there's some businesses that are selling something. It was solar panels,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of companies in my neighborhood. There's a lot of companies that come by. I mean, they do it for, like, I think lawn stuff and bugs. Like, they end up doing that, and this guy was great, and I really liked his personality, and I ended up connecting with him, and I said, you know, are you open to a conversation? Because I thought he was just, you know, to go door to door in this day and age. I said, he has drive, he has,
right.
You know, like, motivation. I want to talk to him about my business. Maybe he would be interested.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just interesting because, like I said, he was definitely skeptical, and it wasn't something that he knew a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the tables kind of turned, whereas, you know, I think it came down to he maybe wasn't interested in the products that I had.
Okay.
But what I got from him was, as good as a salesperson he was, he wasn't using, like, he didn't have those solar panels on his house, right? So, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times people will say, well, I'm not good at sales. And I don't ever really feel like I'm a salesperson.
Right.
Yes, I am moving a product, right? So there is a product being sold. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is a sale. But for me, like I said, I'm a product of the product. I'm aligned with it. I believe in it. So to me, it doesn't feel salesy ever, because
mm-hmm.
I truly believe that what I have is the best in the market,
right.
like, hands down. So But I have met salespeople, and nothing against salespeople, because I think that, you know, you do have to have the belief. And maybe he did, you know, really believe that he had the best solar panels out of, you know.
Yeah.
But was he a product of the product? No. So it's just, it's a little different in that. So just interesting how, you know, I don't know, you meet different people and you start to experience these different things. But I definitely think that for me, you know, having that belief is part of using what I have. And I might not use every single product we have at the moment, but I have certainly tried everything for sure.
Right.
You know? So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, so you're talking right about sales. Do you have a inspirational sales quote that you always come back to?
No, I don't know if I have an inspirational sales quote.
All right.
Yeah, I don't, I would have to
think about that.
I mean, so my business again is very, very much about team building, right? So I don't succeed unless my team succeeds.
Okay.
You know, that's how it happens. So there is a Helen Keller quote that I love. Alone we can do so little, together we could do so much.
Right.
So yeah. That is like something that always sticks in my brain, because I feel like that's really what this is about. It's not about myself doing 40 hours of work a week. You know, it's about me leveraging my time and finding, I don't know, five people that can do 5 hours a week, you know, that plus me, you know, then that's 25 hours of work when we're only each doing five.
Right.
So that's kind of how this, you know, works with leveraging our time. So that's what I always think of. It's always team oriented.
Right. Gotcha. Because you work in an industry that requires teamwork. And
yes,
teamwork means that everyone's kind of working together in this whole process.
Correct.
Okay. So when reflecting on something that you struggled with, let's just say we're going to reflect on struggles. And
okay,
when you think about it, and you even probably failed at it, candidly, what do you think went wrong that you've done? Just think on an instance that you struggled with something. Just think about it and then like reflect on what you think went wrong in your execution of it or in your idea or your thoughts about it.
Well, I think, you know, anytime, well, okay, so for me, I think what always comes up for me, and again, you know, what is that saying? Comparison killed the cat, but it's a very real, for me, it's a very real, you know, feeling that comes up. And I think in this, and I don't know, it's probably a lot of industries, but in this industry, there are people that like jet to the top,
right,
you know, and there are people that have very slow journeys. I've had a fairly slow journey, and, you know, I've learned, you know, as I've grown into this, I've learned to accept my journey. It's my journey for whatever reason. I do, you know, I have a lot of other things in my life that I do. I, you know, like I said, I teach dance still. I'm actually a volunteer on our school board in my community. You know, I have my kids, so I'm doing a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But that for me, and I don't want to say it has backfired, because I'm proud of what I do and, you know, what I've accomplished and all of that. But I think I've let it, I think, along the way, slow me down a little. And it's
gotcha.
Not because, you know, I'm a true believer of we can always find time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, everyone
find
is busy.
Find time for what we want, right?
Yeah, like everyone in New York is busy, right? And I don't know if your listeners, if they're all over, but I know especially on Long Island in New York, no one is sitting on the couch eating bonbons and, you know, like, and has hours and hours doing nothing. Everybody's doing something. So I think sometimes I add a lot to my plate, and I don't know if I subconsciously do it
right,
to self-sabotage a little bit sometimes. I've had, so it's having that conversation with myself, like, okay, you know, get those, it is what it is, right? So it's 10 right. years now into my business. This is where you're at. Where do you want to be?
Right.
And so it's like giving myself, right? Because again, there's no one, I don't have a boss. There's no one calling me up saying, Diana, let's go. You need to do this or you need to do that. Diana has to do that every day. You know, Diana has to make sure she,
right.
you know, does some follow-up calls and she reaches out to new people and she makes connections and she takes care of her team. Like, I am in charge of that. So just keeping myself, like, the struggle of maybe the voices in my head saying, oh, well, it took you this long to do this. How long is it going to take you to do that?
Right.
You know, again,
your brain starts talking.
Yeah.
Your
like
brain starts talking to you, right. Yeah.
Yeah, like, quiet it down and
yes.
I give myself that boost of, all right, it doesn't matter. This is where you are now. Anything can change in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months.
Right.
You could be, you know, miles ahead, you know? Right. So I think that's like, you know, I feel very grateful. I haven't had, you know, knock on wood, any big catastrophes, you know? I mean, I would say the biggest thing, this, of course, during this pandemic was, you know, my husband was out of work for over a year. He's in the entertainment industry and that mm-hmm. shut down basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that, you know, that actually fueled my fire. And honestly, my business, I had the best business ever in the last year and a half.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes things happen for a reason, you know, like life happens and, you know, you prepare for impact and I was ready. So I'm excited about, you know, what's next and just really, you know, to just keep my foot on the pedal.
Yeah. Great. So you already segued into what's on the horizon for you now.
What's on the horizon? Yes. Well, I mean, for me now, so I very gratefully and very happy. I did in January promote to the top level of our company, which
Yay.
Is super exciting. Yes, yes, I did. And it's amazing. And it was a great accomplishment. What was so great about this, you could be at the top level of the company, and then there's so many other levels that you can go to,
right.
you know, with my company. So, you know, I don't want to hang out there for a long time. You know, I want to keep going. So, you know, what next is creating, like for me,
mm-hmm.
creating that mid, like my goal is to create a mid six-figure income.
Gotcha.
That's really right now. That's my
yeah.
right now goal, like
yeah.
to be super close to that by the end of the year. Now, it is a huge stretch. And, you know,
Gotta think big.
It's got to be big. And,
gotta
you know,
be.
If I get halfway there by, you know, default, by trying, then I'm gracious for that.
Right.
But I think too, you know, just being aligned and getting super clear, like my, you know, my why for doing this has changed numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I have my oldest went to college. So, you know, being able to pay for college so he doesn't have a student loan, that's really a focus for me.
Right.
And then I have another one coming in 2 years that's going to be going to college. So to really create that extra income, so they have choices. So,
right.
you know, he gets to study abroad. My oldest, he's going to want to do that. I know in 2 years when things are a little, I guess, safer or open up. I don't want to be able to say, no, we can't pay for tuition and you study for abroad. I want it all to be able to say, okay, let's do it. Where do you want to go?
Right.
So, you know, that's what I'm looking to create, and I know I can do it, and I know that it's at my fingertips with the company that I'm partnered with, so I'm really excited about it,
right.
and I have, you know, a great group of people that I work with,
mm-hmm.
Great mentors that, you know, have all paved the way,
right.
so again, my belief system, you know, there's no way that I wouldn't believe it because I've seen people, I know people, like I see it every day, what people are creating. So I'm excited.
That's wonderful. Great. That's really, really wonderful. Now, do you have any events that you'd like to share with the audience today? Because I'm sure that they're sitting on the edge of their seats knowing that Diana has something that she's either going to give away share that they're going to be attending an event, something. Do you have anything like that?
Well, yeah. So we have, I have an upcoming event actually this Saturday at 10 a.m. My dear friend and business partner and mentor, Raina Galloway, and myself, we're going to have it. It's called Conversations in Wellness and Wealth, because my company is in the wellness industry.
Right.
And we're going to talk about, you know, a touch about our products and how amazing they are and what they do. And we're also going to talk about, the money, you know, and sometimes I think people, you know, not that they're afraid to talk about the money,
but yes, they are.
Sometimes they are. And, you know, we just are in a spot right now where people are making choices. I mean, life has changed drastically enough in the last year and a half, but now even more for some people. People are either leaving their jobs or losing their jobs. People are making choices that they maybe thought they never had to make before. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. And, you know, and actually,
are you still there? Oh, I think I might have lost her for a second. Diana, are you there? Okay, audience, give us a few minutes.
Virtually, you can do it, you know, like I said, from your phone. Then I just think that it's the time to listen. It's the time to have a plan B or a plan C.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen things that, and we always used to say, it's crazy. I feel like we used to say this all the time. Prepare for impact. And it's like, the impact is here, you know, and it's happening, you know, all over the place, right? There's disasters, there's earthquakes, there's floods. I mean, it's crazy what's fires that's going on all over the place. So, you know, if you had something that you could create, that brings in that residual passive income, you know, why not? So I would say, you know, definitely. Like, we'd love to have you. I can get the link for you for, I don't have that yet, but I can certainly, send you the link. It's going to be a Zoom.
We definitely can send it to me
or I can have people, I don't know. They could message me directly to get the link. I don't know what's the best way to do that.
Definitely add it, send it to me before this airs tonight and I will put it under the once I post it to social media, I'll put the link in the comments section so that everyone, audience included, can be part of this Zoom, because wellness is very important at this time.
Yeah, and you know what I can do? What I would love to do is that if whomever is part of, like, that your listeners that actually plug into this Zoom on Saturday morning, if I could get, I guess we can ask, like, if they're on, I can say who found out about this through Edna. I'll do a raffle for a giveaway for, I would love to give our newest, well, not our newest, it's our second newest product is our collagen elixir.
Okay.
It's a marine collagen elixir. It is, I mean, I can't even say enough about it. It is different than what's out there on the market. It is doing wonders on all different parts, hair growth, skin softness, fine lines, joints, everywhere. It's really producing amazing results. So I would be more than happy to raffle off a box of that to, you know, one of your listeners, if we have a bunch of them.
Hey, listen in. I'm going to actually add that in the marketing to let everyone, they have to listen in. To get the prize. There was a prize in the listening in.
Yes.
So the last question I'm going to ask you is, what are the pros and cons of being a female entrepreneur in this time? It's almost 2022 now, but in this time, what are the pros of being a female entrepreneur?
Well, let's see. I have to say, my industry that I am in is primarily women.
Right.
So it is a big, now my company that I'm with, we do have a lot of men too, and a lot of couples that do the business together. I mean, I think, I mean, I always say the world needs more women. Women leaders. I just think there's something. There's a softness that women bring, but there's also power. Like I can't describe it. Maybe I can. I think it's just, it's clear, it's genuine, and I think the pros of having women in leadership is, for so long, I think it was a stigma that women couldn't be in leadership, and I mean, all over, I feel like we're seeing more and more women entrepreneurs, women in leadership positions. I mean, for example, my school board, we have 7 board trustees, and 5 of them are women.
Right.
So I think women in leadership now, you know, is what's going on. And I think it's empowering for women because it just shows that we, you know, we have brains, we have minds, we can multitask, we can, you know, have our voice be heard in business, in community, in leadership, and all of it.
Right. So what are the cons of being a female entrepreneur in this time?
Yeah, I think sometimes the cons are, you know, and I like to think that this is shifting. I think sometimes there's still possibly that, you know, we're not equals. But again, I feel like, again, in my industry, I don't really come across that. But I have come across that in other platforms of my life that, you know, I'm in leadership roles. And I think like anything else, like, because you're multitasking and because you're doing so many different things, it can get hectic, it can get frustrating, it can get overwhelming. So I think that finding the balance, right? That's what, right. You know, I have to do, and a lot of women have to do, find that balance, because, you know, most of the women, not only are they, you know, in my industry, you know, they might be working a full-time job, they're taking care of their kids maybe when they get home and cooking dinner. And then if they're doing, you know, a second, you know, side gig or, you know, a side business, you know, they're balancing, they're working it into the nooks and crannies. So, you know, it's a learning curve for sure, but I think it's well worth it because in the end, it's going to give you choices. And that's what, for me, that's what this is really about, to really get to that point where you can wake up in the morning, 100% choose where you want to be and what you want to do.
Wonderful. Well, Diana, this has been a great time and a great experience with you. And I know we've been talking about mindset, and it's very important to have this mindset. And you've got the mindset. And a lot of the information you provided to us exposed a lot of that opportunity and just different areas that we need to kind of address. So it's not always that we have that profound effect in our lives. You know, that mindset is not always that profound effect, but it's the underlying mechanisms that you're talking about so that we can see opportunity, we can be creative, we can believe, and we can ignite our ambitions, right? And I'm so glad that you have engaged us to enable us to understand that so we can flourish and thrive. And also, you've also shared with us that the mindset can also blind us to opportunities and hinder our abilities to learn and grow. But we want to be able to be productive and have great thoughts and great actions along with that. That's what the entrepreneurial mindset is. Thank you so much for being here for today. Is there any last parting words that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, no, I just want to thank you again one more time because this has been so much fun and so, so exciting. And I want to leave everybody with, you know, be open, you know, take a look, you know, even if it's not my opportunity, if it's someone else's opportunity, sometimes you just never know. And we spend so much time getting ready to get ready.
Yeah.
The perfect opportunity, right? The perfect opportunity doesn't, you know, it's never there, right? The perfect time is never there. There's always something else. So sometimes you just have to jump in and, you know, really quick, I was on vacation. We went to Turks and Caicos this summer and we were on an excursion on a boat. And the last part of the boat was when you get to jump off the top of the boat. And I was like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And it was crazy. And there was a storm coming. So we were rushing to get back to, you know, back to shore before the storm really came in. Like, it was distance away, lightning. And we were like, oh my God. And the guy, you know, he's in the water and he's like, what are you afraid of? Just jump. So, you know, I just ran and I did it. And like, I feel like that's what we have to do. Sometimes we just have to jump mm-hmm. and just see what happens, you know?
Yes, so right. Just have to jump. I like that. Hashtag that, just have to jump. Hashtag love it. Just have to jump. Diana, it's been a pleasure and it's been a lot of fun. And thank you for being here. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, please like, subscribe, and share this audio with someone else. Thank you so much for being here on Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and we, Diana Andrade,
yeah,
is signing off. Bye for now.
Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.